Now, let's move on. Verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, we're back to the word of God again. Now we're going to talk about the subjective work of God in salvation. The objective work, Christ died, that's our redemption. That happened 1900 years ago and you can't add anything to it. But if you're going to become a child of God, you'll have to be born again. You will have to be born from above. This is what the Lord Jesus, you remember, said to Nicodemus that night, and he was religious to his fingertips. He said to him, you must be born again. You must be born anathen, from above, by the Spirit of God. Now, what does God use? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, let me say this, and I want to say it very carefully. You cannot be saved. You cannot be born again apart from the word of God. This is the miracle that's in the world today, is this book. And you know, I never cease to marvel, though, when I get letters, and I just can't read them all to you, about people who just listen to this little weak broadcast that we have. And their lives are transformed. They're born again. And I say, my, isn't that wonderful? Don't see how it happened. Well, this is what he said, that the word of God, it liveth and abideth forever. Now, we're living in a day when a great deal is said about virility. A man that's vigorous and virile, and a woman that is sexy. And my, there's a big emphasis that's put on that today. I want to tell you about the thing that's more virile and vigorous than anything else, and I hope you don't misunderstand, it's sexy. It's the Word of God. It is something that, my friend, you can put your arms around the Savior that's presented here. You can trust Him, and a birth takes place, a miraculous birth. A virile and vigorous, that the Word of God today can penetrate your heart, make you a child of God. My friend, this is something today that's important, and all of this running around with an emphasis on sex and virility and sexy. I think that we're becoming paranoid today, the human race is. You'd think this generation discovered sex. My friend, that which will really bring a birth in your life is the Word of God as it reveals Christ to you. And then something takes place on the inside of you. You're born again. For all flesh is like grass. Don't think that there's something in us. There's nothing. And all the glory of man like the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and his flower falleth away. Man is just like the grass out there. It looks nice and green in the summertime, but it's very dead in the wintertime. It won't appear but for just a little while. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. My friends, may I say today, we need the preaching and teaching of the word of God above everything else. And I do not mean to minimize the place of music and the place of methods and the place of organization and the place of many other things. But there's no substitute for the Word of God today.